Hey guys, welcome to another podcast. Today I'd like to start out with a little philosophy. You know, life is all about perspective, and the sinking of the Titanic was a miracle to the lobsters that were in the ship's kitchen. Think about that. Okay, on to the first question. What do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And the person replies, I think that the shippers should have to put reefer fuel in the units at the same level as we drivers do. I also think that 75% should go to the drivers. Oh, I'll try to explain this the way I can. I absolutely agree with you, but it's not going to happen. Shippers are going to put in as much fuel or as little fuel as us truckers will let them. And when I mean us truckers, I'm speaking of the industry. If the industry says we will drop them full, we expect to pick them up full. They would tell us to take a hike because other truckers in the industry don't do it. The Heath, the Stevens, the Kings, et cetera, until all truckers stand up and tell the shippers no more, no mas, then it will be what we have now. And we have to negotiate hard every time to get what we have. The meat plants will tell you, and they've told me this many times, the reason we have higher rates reflects our difficulty in loading and reflects the reefer fuel burned while loading. And that I've been told that by different plants, not the same, not Cargill, Seaboard, Swift, all of them used to, Monfort, they all used to say the same thing. Our rates are higher, and meat rates are higher, and it reflects these inconveniences. Let's go over the fuel drop policy while I got you guys' attention here for a little bit. Seaboard. Now, you drop with 3/4, you pick up 1/4, but if less than 1/4, they will put up to 1/4 in it. Now, most cases, there is no issues because Seaboard's a port plant, loads quick, so it's ready to go. Seldom is it less than 1/4, but it can be. Now, here's beef plant Cargill. Cargill, you drop at 3/4 and you pick up at 1/2. If it's less than 1/2, they will put it back up to 1/2. Cabinus, another beef plant. You drop at 3/4, you pick up with 1/2. National, beef plant. Drop at 3/4, pick up with 1/2. Now, basically what they're saying is the beef plants are saying you can burn 1/4 of a tank of fuel for the loading process. But that's the other reason Booker has 30-gallon reefer fuel tanks. You ever think we have 30-gallon reefer fuel tanks for any other reason than that? Do you think I was just cheap and said, I don't want to buy a 50-gallon tank to put on these trailers? Do you think I was just silly and had some crazy salesman talk me into it? No. The reason we have 30-gallon tanks and not the standard 50-gallon tanks is for this very reason. So you take 30 and you divide it by 4. And that's 7.5 gallons per 1/4 of a tank. But a 50-gallon tank divided by 4 is 12.5 gallons per tank. So basically, you're saving 5 gallons for every 1/4 in that tank of a 30-gallon tank versus a 50-gallon tank. Well, when I looked at this, it was still in late October, and fuel was $2.53 a gallon. So let's just use $2.53 a gallon as a benchmark. You're saving $12.65 per 1/4 tank by having a 30-gallon tank. When fuel goes up to 4 gallons, you will save 20 gallons per 1/4 of a tank because Booker has 30-gallon tanks. That's a big savings. So I just want you to know another benefit of Booker versus the other carriers that have 50-gallon tanks. And then I think 75% should go to the drivers. Let me answer that. Why 75%? Why not 76 or 77, 78, 80%? The 73% comes with one reason. 73% was a balance. It's an equilibrium, so to speak, that kept the owner-operator healthy and kept Booker healthy. Without a solid companion of Booker being one and a solid companion of the owner-operator being the other one, neither one survives. So you got to have solid companies for the owner operator to survive and get paid, which is me. And you got to have solid owner operators, or Booker doesn't survive. So it's a situation that 73% right now. I'm not saying that's going to be 10 years from now, based on our rates and what we give away and what we provide, what we furnish, is the equilibrium amount that is the balance point to where both parties are in a win-win situation. Okay, on to the next question. And as the question always is, what do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And the reply is, I really like this job. My father has been here 5 or 6 years, and that is why I signed on. I have no complaints. My family is very happy with the flexibility of home time and the help that's needed when things break down. Thank you. Hey, thank you a lot. This so much appreciated when we get positive feedback, and this really thrills me to the bone when I hear such. So thank you very much, and let's go on to the next question. What do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And the person replies, drivers who complain about loads and dispatchers and then refuse to do a little extra that the dispatchers need help to cover a load. And then also, do you have any ideas to make Booker better? And they reply, spread the good with the bad and keep communication open with dispatch. Well, let's go to the first one, the drivers who complain about loads, et cetera. You know, I can't do much about what drivers say to other drivers. All I can do is try to listen and correct genuine problems and offer up the best lease in the reefer trucking industry. Hey, I'm still listening. I hope folks will respond with specifics. I've installed extension 99 just far such, and I will do my best to improve for the better and correct any inequities. Hey, that's just a promise. That's the way I operate. Now, as far as spreading the good with the bad, and improving communication is always good. It's just the key to better relationships. Thank you for that, and let's go on to the next question. What do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And this person replies, no problem with me. I think things are better now than before leaving Booker over a year ago. Love the transflow. Seems to be better for paying freight out of Dallas and Laredo area. Hey, well, thank you. We will always try to improve, and we will continue to look for better freight out of all areas. If we know what's wrong, we're going to try to fix it. Again, I have to go back to installing extension 99, call in, give me some specifics of things that are wrong. That gives me something to do. I'll work to fix it. Hey, all of you guys. So, and thank you so much for this input here. We'll go on to the next one. We're moving right along. Here we go with what do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And this person responds, the tire program isn't exactly free tires for life. The brochure says a $4,200 value, but the tires I got only $3,200, and I had to pay an additional $800. When you need a trailer, you have to wait in line 5 or 6 hours to get your trailer pre-trip. When you get into the shop, the mechanics all go to lunch together, so you lose another hour. Do you have any ideas to make Booker better? If the tires are $4,200 value, then I should get a refund. Let me start with, we've talked about the trailers. We've talked about the wait time in the shop. We are on that. It's not going to be an overnight fix, but I'm on it every day, spotting where trailers are being wasted every day. We're really on top of that one. So I'll go on to the tire program question. And in fact, the tire program is free tires for life of lease. The brochure hanging on the wall says there is at least $4,200 savings every year. So you got to look at it this way. If you went down to the tire shop, and you would probably spend approximately $450 per tire. Now you times that times 10, because there's 10 tires on the truck, 2 steering, 8 drive. So that's $4,500 plus mount, balance, and FET. And some guys pay more per tire than $450 a piece. Just pretend I didn't offer anything. Pretend I didn't have the tire program. There is no doubt as a trucker that you would have to have tires. They wear out. That's part of trucking. So if you never met me or Booker, you would have spent considerably more money on tires every year replacing them. The average is a trucker spends $4,200 per year replacing tires on their tractors. Now, if you try to save money by running recaps, do you really save? I don't think so. You lose a recap or two, especially on drive tires. It tears up lots of stuff. You know, you get hijacked by road service because you tore up stuff. The savings evaporate in a hurry. The program is up front. Nothing is hidden. It states it all. And here's the exactly what the program says. All tires will be purchased from a tire company designated by Booker. Basically, that means me. Where would I go buy my tires? It says a set of tires will be defined as 2 steering tires and 8 drive tires. And here's the other part right up front. Any installation, mounting, balance, alignment, and taxes will be the responsibility of the owner operator. I offer a free set of tires. I don't offer free taxes. I don't offer free mounting. I don't offer free balancing, and I certainly don't offer a free upcharge. I pay for your tires the exact price that I would pay for my tires should I take a truck down there and have them installed. Now, you can upcharge. I don't care. You know, some guys love Michelins. I wouldn't run a Michelin truck tire, much less pay a premium for it. Also, most guys trade in their casings at the time they do that, which lowers the added cost to almost nothing. To me, it appears you might be looking a gift horse in the mouth, i.e. me. It offends me a bit that I'm giving you excess of $3,000 and you complain because it's not enough. What would be enough? Would $5,000 be enough? Would $10,000 be enough? You know, what would make you happy? Keep in mind, I don't have to give anything. This isn't the government. This isn't a welfare program. It's a free enterprise business, and I'm doing it as a nice benefit to help you guys out that help me out. You know, it's like a companionship deal. I wouldn't say it's a marriage, but it could be. You don't always get along in a marriage. You fuss and fight, but in the end, you rely on each other, and that's kind of what I'm doing here. But for you to say it isn't free tires, that's just not so. That's not even close to being so. I always say what I'm going to do, and then I do it. Nothing is hidden, and it's always up front, and there's no fine print. It just is free tires for life of your lease if you follow the program. If the program wasn't your satisfaction, all you had to do was say, I don't want this. I don't want the tires. And you could have went out and bought your own tires. And, you know, that's what a lot of other truckers have to do that aren't leased to Booker. They just have to reach down and pay for it all out of their pocket. I hope that explains the free tires for life program. Let's go on to the next one. Here's the next one, and of course the same question. What do you think is the biggest problem Booker has? And the person replies, trailers. And then they say, please, we need to get them washed. And then loading out of California can be a little better, but I think it will get better. And then do you have any ideas to make Booker better? Be safe. All drivers need to follow instructions. Let's start with the trailer issue. Now, I don't know if you mean we're shorter trailers or the appearance of our trailers, but I got to tell you, we know about the shortage of trailers, that we are short in our system, but not really short of trailers, and we're working on that. Went over it in every podcast. It's a universal problem that you guys nailed beautifully for me, and I am on it like stink on a June bug or something on a June bug, or I can't say the other word right now in a podcast. But anyway, trailers. I have to agree. And boy, I get sick to my stomach when I go out there and I buy 100 new trailers and I see them 6 months later with dings, dangs, and wreck damage. And it's terrible. And you know, I didn't ding any one of these trailers. I did not hook up and ding any one of these trailers. You know, it's you guys that are pulling them. And I have to wonder, why do you do this? You know, all I can think is if we must have some careless, blind folks out there is all I can say, because what bit of time I drove as a young man, I didn't drag a trailer into anything. I just never did it. I guess because I owned it and I knew I'd have to pay for it, I didn't drag it into anything. You know, that's all I can figure out, is that we've either got some people that just absolutely don't care. We've just got some people that cannot drive. Or we just got some blind mofos is all I can figure out. Now, as far as washing them, Sammy has a program in place to wash trailers. Have you checked him out? I mean, the do we all understand the program. So please call Sammy if you see an extremely dirty trailer and let's get it taken care of. I don't like to see them going up and down the road dirty. The public don't, nobody. It just makes us look bad. So I have to agree there. As far as the California stuff, I hope we're getting better. If it's not getting better, please call into the main number, go to extension 99, give me some specifics of loads that weren't up to standards and let me work on them. I understand where you're coming from. Now, as far as the idea of be safe, all drivers need to follow instructions. Whoa, I could go on for hours. Being safe, man, our CSA score for logs and vehicle maintenance is what it holds us back on getting a good insurance rate. It holds us back on loading with particular customers. Some brokers won't even touch us because of our CSA score. And you know, it's not anybody at Booker in the actual Booker organization, an administrator, a shop guy. None of that is causing it. It's you fellas out there that grab the steering wheels. Most of your logs are silly little errors because you aren't paying attention. I didn't date it or I didn't sign it or, you know, I failed to, it's whatever excuse. It's just silliness. If you have no idea how to log, please go in and ask Norman, ask Kerry, sit down and get it right. Don't let it be an embarrassment. It's killing it for other guys because the CSA score is holding us back in certain areas. Simple addition. If you need a calculator, I'll go to Walmart and get you one. There's one on every smartphone. And that's why I'm looking forward to electronic logs when everybody's on electronic logs, because once we're on that, these silly mistakes go away. And, the CSA score follows you. You say, Dennis, you don't know what you're doing. You make me mad. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go to lease the D King. Good. D King inherits your CSA problems. He sees that. And if you're an offender, you know what he's going to do? He's going to say, hey, not today. Move along, go somewhere else. My CSA score stinks. I don't need any more CSA offenders. And the truck maintenance is what amazes me. That truck makes y'all's living. That truck is your bread and butter, yet you don't maintain it. Before I was in the trucking business, I was a mechanic. I was in the shop business. That's what I did for a living. Every day, I crawled under trucks and I worked on them. The way I got in the trucking business is some guys couldn't pay their bill and the truck was sitting out there behind the fence. And to get any money out of it, we was able to use it and start trucking to make some money with it. And so that's the way I started out. So I know about mechanic, and man, I have to pride myself as one of the better Caterpillar mechanics and Detroit diesel mechanics around. So I know about maintaining trucks. I know about putting wheel seals in, hammering on brakes. I know it's not that hard, but you got to look. You got to crawl out and you got to take a look. And I see windshield washer fluid, see write ups for that. My gosh, how can you not know if your windshield washer fluid is out? I mean, every time you fuel, you got to check your fluids. You check your oil. You check your antifreeze. You look at everything. That's just part of it. If you're not doing it, you need to. I'm telling you. So, you learn to take care of the truck. The truck will take care of you. Because if you don't take care of the truck, that old thing, that iron will bust you down. Let's look here. I'm at 18 minutes. Let's save it for another day. I've got a lot more questions answered. Like I said, I appreciate every one of you that took the survey and asked me a question. I'm going to answer each one of them individual, and maybe I'll say what you want to hear. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I just do it from the heart. I'm not a professional at this. That's why I stammer and carry on. Trust me, it's tough on me because this is not what I do for a living, is make podcasts. Anyway, I'm going to say it, so let's go ahead and say it. I want every one of you guys to drive safe. See you later. Bye.